Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by Gabe Cordova, the Vice President of Sales and Service at Firepoint, the industry's all-in-one online business platform, building a brokerage from the ground up during the market crash and taking his team to 800 transactions a year. Gabe's passion for leading and teaching others helped fuel his vision for Firepoint. With 13 years in the business, Gabe knew agents needed one program to analyze their business, and Firepoint was born. Now, let's welcome Gabe to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
So, Gabe, one of my favorite return guests, I appreciate your time today. And Gabe is our man on the floor at Inman, the big Inman conference that's happening. So Gabe and I are going to chat a little bit today about the hot topics about Inman. Then we're going to share with you guys some other tips and tricks about probably what's one of the top requested topics here at our coaching organization, which is CRM. So, Gabe, welcome back, and thanks for being my co-host today.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
So you're at Inman. I think there's like 4,500 people there, right?
Yeah, it's sold out. It is like standing room only in most of the rooms on the topics. It's crazy.
So we have a lot of folks there, members that are attending, and they've been communicating with me on a regular basis. Julie and I were going to go, decide not to go at the last minute. But I'm curious, what are the hot topics? What are you seeing that people are talking about that people might be, you know, that are maybe getting over-talked about and things that you think maybe are getting under-talked about?
Yeah, I mean, what's really crazy and what it seems to everything being tied back to is, and you touched on it right at the beginning, is our CRMs and how many people today are actually finally getting that CRM, that foundation of their business that didn't a year or 2 years ago, and where they used to think it was a luxury to have and it was only for, you know, mega agents and teams. The focus on getting it, whether you're a single agent or not, to start building that foundation. So that's in a lot of the rooms, a lot of the topics, whether it's coaches or agents or whoever. And then a lot of buzz with the big Z, Zillow, and their instant offers and stuff like that as well.
So the thing about CRMs, it's probably the worst name for probably one of the most important products agents can have in their businesses, right? I mean, CRM, customer relationship management. I mean, it's so over, you know, it's such an old term. But I don't think really a good CRM like Firepoint, I don't really think it's not really doing it justice. What it really is it's a business management software platform. And when done correctly, it doesn't just manage your leads and your databases and all that normal stuff that CRMs do. It goes so much deeper than that on the analytics side. And we'll talk about that in a second. But you mentioned, like, we talked a lot about instant offers in this program. I'm curious, what are you seeing or thinking from your perspective as a longtime Uber agent, along with, you know, somebody who's now running a great company like Firepoint? What do you see as the, you know, you mentioned the instant offers thing. I know that's that is a topic, but what is your perception on it? What do you think the perception at Inman is?
You know, I think there's a lot. So Inman, I'll start with that. I think there's a lot of fear from the agents. There was, in fact, a rep from Zillow was there, and she was coming and talking about it. It was really interesting, the defense, the questions. Like, people were very much on the defense about it and worried about
it. Like what?
Well, just like, you know, you're running us out of business. Or are you opening a brokerage? You know, why are you doing this? And, you know, they're only in a couple test markets right now. And I'm withholding my judgment until we see a little bit more, get more information. But they're in a couple markets. I'm trying to remember. I think it's Orlando and one other market
Vegas.
on the West Coast. I think it is Vegas, you're right.
Arizona, Vegas,
yeah,
Orlando, and then a smaller – and they're all starting to lay down roots in Atlanta too.
Yeah. So she made it sound like they just announced Phoenix as the next market. But anyway, so what she was talking about is they're testing it, and what they're saying is their whole idea behind it is seller lead generation, trying to get higher quality leads for seller leads for agents, not just buyer leads. And their process in that whenever there's an offer that comes in or a request to sell, that it always goes to an agent for that CMA. So they're very much trying to reassure the room and the agents as a whole that they're not forming a brokerage, they're not doing this, it is literally for seller lead gen, and that what they're saying is the majority of the people inquiring are not selling at the wholesale price. They're still listing with an agent. And I want to say she said right around that 70% of the time it's with the agent that did the CMA. So that was their whole spin on it, making sure people understood that was their idea and path and meaning behind this program.
So no doubt that's true, right? I mean, they want to sell leads to agents. That's their honey
so,
hole.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes total sense. Yeah. Now, will they get into the business of referring leads to agents for referral fees? Are they already laying the groundwork for that? A lot of people think they are, but guess what? They're welcome to, because there's certainly a lot of other people that are doing the same thing. But I'm just also, I mean, our listeners, like pretty much the industry, at least the industry that's paying attention, they were kind of panicked about the effect of these instant offers companies. And I don't know how much time you've spent researching this, but in Vegas, well, I'll use Phoenix as an example. So I think it was, it wasn't Phoenix, it was Scottsdale, right? So I think it was Open Door had been buying on a regular basis. And Arizona listeners, I know we have tons of them, Vegas, tons of them. You guys will back me up on this. But they've been buying an average of 100 houses a month, but they've been doing it, Gabe, for almost like a year and a half. So now they have, if you go to their website and you look at their available homes, they have, in just one market, hundreds of homes for sale. But nationwide, I had an agent that did some homework. Again, I think it was on Open Door. It may have been OfferPad. That showed, on just using Zillow statistics, that they'd purchased this year, and I remember this was in all the markets, this one particular company was involved in, something like 7,500 houses. And the interesting thing statistically about it is what these two companies are starting to do in Las Vegas is they're starting to cut each other's throat a little bit. So Open Door now is purchasing houses for only 7.5% off retail. What do you think about that?
Wow. Well, I mean, I think if there's more competition, the margins are getting smaller, right?
How does a team or an agent compete against that? Or how does a brokerage compete against that? How would you? I mean, if that was your primary business, running your team, you guys sell just an absolute boat tons of houses. How would you compete against that company?
So I think what's happening is the people that are doing that for some reason have some fear, insecurity about people, unknown people coming through a home or wanting to list. And I don't think it's a majority. So I think as a real estate agent, at the end of the day, it's still a relationship business, right? You need to go in. You're gonna win them over, not because you have the fastest autoresponder or this or that. It's a relationship business.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they're gonna want to list with an agent and a brokerage because of reputation and the security and the trust that they have in the relationship that they've built with that. And I think when you go in with that, it's a completely different approach. There's always gonna be sellers that don't want people coming through their home for one reason or another that do this, but that's not the majority. We've all seen that. Let's focus on what the majority of the business is and what's going on, and focus on yourself, your brand, your message, and your scripting and go from there.
There's a lot of truth to what you just said, primarily that the experience that the person's going to have working with your team or you as an individual agent, if it doesn't really blow them out of the park, and this goes back to the whole CRM thing, if it doesn't absolutely blow them away with what you're able to provide and, all the rest of it, because, look, these companies, these big, and Gabe, I shared with our listeners this, that there's another supposed big company that's getting in to the instant offer space that's supposedly pre-funded with $3 billion. If that's true, and the person that told me that I totally trust, but they wouldn't tell me who it was, so I couldn't get that information out of them. But if that's true, guys, this time next year, we're going to see kind of like a annoying, consistent issue. And if you guys are in markets where you've dealt with other types of companies that have come into the marketplace, maybe the discounters or maybe there's help-you-sells, people that are trying to challenge the traditional. I mean, you could argue that Redfin is trying to charge the traditional model. They do always carve out, as Gabe just said, they do carve out a niche. And your niche, if you're not truly focused on providing just an extraordinary level of instant response to everything you do, you will lose, because that is where you can always find opportunity, because other people, you can always make money from other people being lazy and being complacent. I mean, isn't that really the essence of what a really kick-ass CRM is all about, Gabe?
Well, it is, and that's where it comes back to. And even during the Zillow conversation, is it came back to the I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was in the 70s. Even with Zillow, they're saying that 70-some% of the leads that are sent out aren't followed up with. And if you don't have the right tools in place, the right CRM, with your auto text or campaigns or whatever it is, you're already behind. And the days of the 5-minute response, I mean, that's BS, honestly. That's too slow anymore. That people just, they want instant gratification, and sometimes 5 minutes, they could already be on to 2 or 3 other agent inquiries. And you've got to be on top of it. You've got to have the tools and the systems in place to automatically do that. And if you're out in the field showing property or on a listing appointment, you can't do that. So you have to have the tools to do it for you that let them know you're a real person, an idea of your brand, who you are, because again, that's what you have out in the marketplace. Because we all have the same inventory to sell from. We all know that, right? But you have to have your brand, who you are, in front of them as quickly as possible. And you know, a lot of times 5 minutes is too slow anymore. And if you don't have the right tools in place, you can't make it happen.
You're right. It's furiously fast lead follow-up, right? It's always about furiously fast lead follow-up. And a lot of people talk about branding, and a lot of agents get stuck on it. And they'll use it as an excuse. Oh, I got to get my branding together, and then I can start competing with, you know, whatever. But the truth is, guys, is you will win. Gabe just said it like 100 times in a row there. I hope you're remembering this. It's the furiously fast lead follow-up that wins the game.
Yes.
You guys can – we can have the number one agent in the world listening right now, and if they're lazy on their leads, if they think they can call back in 5 minutes, their staff can call back in 5 minutes, and you got some new agent whose ink is literally not dry on their license, and they're calling back instantly, the seller, 90% of the time, and this is all kinds of interesting research on this, that most real estate buyers or sellers will work with the first agent that they meet. Now, I don't know
right.
That's an our statistic, but that's incredibly powerful to understand that, right? So,
no,
I mean,
it is.
Gabe,
it's true.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you got to have the tools. So when you have the right CRM in place and you go on that listing appointment, I mean, you can't just show up. So let's even take it back to these iBuyers. Like, what's your competitive advantage? Besides your brand and being personal and going for retail versus wholesale, you can go with your tools. When you have the right CRM in place and you can sit in front of a seller and go, hey, Tim, I'm sure you're interviewing other agents, and I sure hope that they're showing you their list of hot and active buyers. Just so you know, here's mine. You know nobody else is showing them that list. But when you're sitting there and you have your iPad or whatever in front of them, you reverse search your database. I'll just use my market, Boise. I know their home's going to be in that 250-ish range. So I type in 225 to 275 in Boise, and all of a sudden, within seconds, I can say, so my list of active and hot buyers is right here. It's 275 people. I'll filter it by the last online. I'm like, look, this person was on 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago. You start using the tools that are within your CRM to give you that competitive advantage. That's where the power starts coming in. The iBuyers aren't going to show them a list of 200, 300, 400 people.
No. But you just said something. It's really important. I want you guys to imagine you're in front of a seller. And look, I always like to try to break this down so we're speaking to the everyman agent, right? So if you're a brand new agent and you're worried as hell about going on this listing presentation, and you can say what he just did and show him the statistics from FirePoint CRM, just prove to the seller basically that you got your shit together, showing them that you know what's going on, and the next agent that walks in isn't as frosty as you are, you're going to get the listing even if you're brand new, and every time,
right?
Because you're showing the seller that you're more urgent, you're more professional. That's what's powerful about having, you know, that's having like a company like FirePoint on your side, guys, because it gives you that competitive advantage. I mean, that's huge.
Well, and even if they don't interview another one, but they already interviewed, and that previous agent didn't show them that list of active and hot buyers, and you just showed them a couple hundred. And if you're new, guys, you know, ask the team lead or ask the broker if they have their CRM in there as well. You can show the data in there. Like, we can teach you this. We do webinars on it all the time. Use those tools, and they're all there. But Tim, what it comes down to are the agents applying and using the tools in the CRM that FirePoint gives them.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part from a coaching perspective, let me tell you. Right? Because they'll tell you about all their great leads and all the rest of it, but they don't believe in the furiously fast lead follow-up thing. Guys, just remember this. If you don't remember anything else from Gabe and I's chat today, it's the person who gets to the lead first that's going to win. I don't remember the exact number, but it's something like 90% of the – maybe it was like 85% of the time. I don't remember. But the gist of it is you will win more times than you won't if you just call every lead back instantly. Now, if it's a bot lead, that's even more critically important. But if it's a lead you're generating from your sign, no, let's talk about lead capture, because you guys have got really cool, three cool landing pages, which are great for agents to put in place themselves, or great for agents to go and generating their own leads. They don't have to buy leads. So let's talk about this. You have a really cool lander that is included with FirePoint. It's called What's My Home Worth? You have a buyer search page. So talk about those two first.
So there's actually three. So there's the homepage itself, you can decide, which is great, whether you want a buyer landing page, which is basically like, you know, the search, start your search here, or you can default that to a seller. Now, my personal belief is buyers Google homes for sale and search terms, so they typically are going to land on search results and just start looking. And I definitely believe in the path of least resistance, right? Let's not make them type anymore. If they typed in Phoenix homes for sale, we don't land on a page where they have to start putting more. We display Phoenix homes for sale. Sellers typically will Google a brand or a name that they've heard or something. And when they land, it's a seller page. So we have two options for the homepage: the buyer, which is great, or now a seller where you can upload a video. Again, it's all about your brand, your unique selling proposition. You can put a video of yourself, any endorsements, things like that. And then in addition to that, we also have the home valuation landing page where they type in their address, and it captures all the way along. So if they type in the address and get some information and leave, you're going to get a lead notification with an unknown name because they didn't give it yet, but you have the address. And for a seller, that's all I need. But if they go to the next step, give us their name, we capture all of that. It comes through. You can see the valuation they are given. And here's a big thing, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this. I don't want an auto valuation. They're not correct. Of course they're not. That's the beauty of it. That way you can reach out. You know, hey, Tim, I just happened to be in front of my computer, saw you inquired about selling 123 Main Street. I noticed that value was a little bit off. Tell you what, I'm going to work on an actual valuation with real data that's just happened in your area. When's a great time we connect? This afternoon or in the morning?
That's awesome. You know, Gabe, that's awesome what you just said. So you by listen, guys, what he's saying. He's talking about generating the leads. He's not just talking about basically piling them into a system where it does some cloud CMA. Cloud CMA is great, but he's saying don't just allow them to basically sit and fester in your CRM. What he's saying is he then sees that they're active, calls them up, and says, listen, we just did the CMA for you. It's rock star status, but look, something just came up that I urgently want to talk to you about. I mean, that right there is going back to furiously fast lead follow-up. And when you do that, you make yourself different. Everybody is going to be putting people in databases nowadays. Not everybody, but just have that mindset. Leads themselves, listeners, remember, just don't forget this. Leads have no value. Leads have no value. Leads are everywhere. Pre-qualified, motivated leads, those are gold. And your job is to find the pre-qualified, motivated leads. Generating leads is easy. Going through and pre-sorting and finding the pre-qualified motivated leads, that's where the real work comes in. All of you are good at generating leads. You either buy them, you self-generate them, you go and whatever. Generating leads is easy. You have to then learn how to do the work, go in and call them. And to this day, I've yet to see something that's going to replace agents who are calling and actually doing the pre-qualifying and sifting and sorting for motivation. That's the furiously fast lead follow-up mindset that you guys have to have. Sorry for interrupting you.
No, you're good. No, you're good. And what you hit on there is key. So it has to be fast. Have the script. I mean, I don't care if it's a buyer. If the buyer just got on there and they gave you their phone number, you can call them. There's no point not to. A seller just did it, call them. If it's a home valuation, leverage the fact that it's not accurate. They need you. You don't want them to be. If they could do it themselves and it was accurate, they don't need you. You don't want that. So we have a lot of people who are like, oh, I don't want this auto valuation because it's not going to be correct. Leverage that, use it, get the right scripting. But what you're just saying is you have to be furiously fast. One of the things I love in FirePoint that not just me, teams across the country love is the built-in call recording. Because when you're furiously fast and you're going to start calling, you don't know what you're saying until you hear it. Within FirePoint, when you're recording those calls, now, if you're on your own or whatever, listen to what you're saying. You will start hearing yourself say things, and you're going to be like, holy crap, I'm not saying that again. Or I wish I'd have said this. Or I missed an opportunity. They teed it up for me, and I didn't ask for the appointment. Or if you're a team lead, the same thing. Are your agents saying the right things? So not only are you seeing are they calling fast enough, but now you can literally listen to it. You can listen to it with the agents. And when you're hearing what you're saying, you will start changing what you're saying and how you're saying it. It's incredible.
Well, so the mindset, again, is being able to – you know, it's funny. As I was using my coaching mind, and I'm having coaching calls going on in my head as you were saying this, and I agree with what you're saying. You know, but here's what most agents are going to do. I don't want to come off too salesy. I don't want to come off too pushy.
Yeah.
Guys, it all goes back to scripting. I wrote down two things, and I hope you guys are taking notes off what Gabe just said. So integrate into your script. When you guys are calling back and doing these CMA requests, your job is not just to do a public service CMA request. Your job is to pull out listing leads. So integrate at the very – here's basic script. Hey, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. We just received your request for your competitive market analysis. We're going to be working on that now. It takes a couple hours to get that right. So I'm going to get started on that. You said here it's a three-bedroom, it's a two-bath. I wanted to call and ask, is there any other upgrades or changes you've made to the house? Oh, you upgraded the kitchen. Great. Oh, by the way, ideally, how soon do you need this home sold?
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
great.
What I'm doing is I'm trying to do a pattern interrupt. I want you guys to call them back. Don't just do the CMA. Don't just pile them into a system and expect somehow digitally through your clever drip email campaigns they're going to raise their hand when they're ready to sell. that stuff worked 20 years ago, doesn't work now, everyone's doing it. You have to call back and you have to ask a question like that. By the way, Mr. Seller, ideally, how soon do you want this home sold? They're going to react by saying, well, we're thinking about putting it for sale in the next 30 days. Or they're going to say, we are just looking for this home's value. Okay, great. Now you move the conversation down. And on the buyer sides, which we're going to talk about that really cool lander you guys have for buyers, here's the little way I want you guys to integrate. When you call them back, always going to be calling them back. I want you to say, I'm calling about this house on 123 Elm, you know, the buyer's calling about the house on 123 Elm Street. You're going to call them back and you're going to say, I just received your request. I just wanted to confirm you're looking for 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, up to $250,000. Is that correct? Correct. Great. By the way, which house in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? Right. Now, why am I doing that? Because sometimes you guys will have buyers or sellers that are in the neighborhood that are thinking about selling that are just trying to pay attention to see what the market's doing as far as new listings, or they're moving in from a different area. Your whole mission in life, guys, I'm a buyer's agent. Your whole mission in life is to become a listing agent. Your whole mission in life is to pull out every single person that has a house to sell. You will never have any kind of leverage in your business until you get listings. Buyer's agency as a whole is probably a dying little niche in the industry, guys. Very controversial topic. We've talked about that on the podcast. So let's talk about your next lander. Very cool. It is for buyer searches. Yeah. What's different about yours versus all the others?
I just think it's so clean. Like, we have people come in sometimes. They're like, gosh, I don't know. And they have hesitation because it doesn't have it's not as flashy. It doesn't have all this stuff moving, or it doesn't have 15 other things right here at the beginning. Guys, the whole idea of lead capture working with buyers is you have to remember it's the path of least resistance. They're coming to your site for one thing and one thing only. They want to look at pretty pictures of pretty homes. That's why they're coming. That's why they click. Yep. I mean, it's true. I don't want to be sensitive, but at the end of the day, we are in business, if you're a buyer's agent especially, but you're in business to sell homes. The idea is to get buyers on your site, clicking on properties and getting them comfortable with your site. So just the design, the layout is clean and simple by design. All right, we want the path of least resistance. We want to get them on there. We want them engaging. All right, we capture literally everything they do, every property they click on, every search they do. All of that is captured for you. When they come on, if unfortunately you're not able to call them right away, and I get it. I sold for years and years and years before I was only the team lead, not selling. I know how hard it is to reach out quickly, and I wish I'd had some of these tools before, and I would have sold even more homes than what I sold. But guys, have the tools, get them in there. Like one of the new features we've got on there is if you're not in front of your computer, they come on, you can literally set up FirePoint to tell it, hey, if I don't set up a safe search to start sending them pretty pictures of pretty homes, because again, that's the whole reason they came, do it for me. And the system will look at the homes that they're clicking on, has an algorithm to then start sending them homes in that area in that price range on behalf of you. All right, if you do
let
it
me,
yourself,
let me ask a question.
Then that doesn't happen.
I had this.
Sure.
I had this question actually from one of our members that enrolled with you guys. A lot of our members are enrolling with you guys. The question in particular I was going to save, I just thank you for bringing it up. What you guys have an option for forced opt-in for the buyers, right? And I'm sure you guys do that because you've tested it both ways. Forced opt-in, you can only look at so many listings and you have to give us your information. What's your mindset behind that, Gabe? Because that was a good question.
Yeah, so the site's defaulted to come in to where you can look at two homes, the full detail, not just the thumbnail, but once you do two full details on the third, it's going to ask you to register. Now, when you're doing your own marketing, you have other options. You can have it immediate, you have a couple other, but that's the default. And it has been tested, and honestly, if you look across pretty much all CRMs, that's the default. And that's the default because that's where we're getting the most. You know, you kind of get in pot committed, to use a poker term, I guess. Let them use the site, get comfortable with it, but then you're going to ask for the registration. And we have a few people like, I don't want forced registration. It's not going to happen. Then create a custom site that doesn't have that. And then when they're searching, link it back to your FirePoint site. You want that forced registration.
I want to back you up on this because I know that's something that, you know, I think the forced registration is good because in the way you – so this is a follow-up question. Well, why would they want – how can I force register them if they can just pop onto Zillow or they can just pop onto whatever else? It's because FirePoint's back end offers more than those sites do or offers it more in a custom tailored way. And the other thing you guys can do as you start pivoting and focusing on listings, you can then put your coming soons on there. You can put inventory on there that's not going to be on other on those big, you know, commercial public-facing, you know, portals. You can then become something that the other sites can't because you have inventory that they don't have. And that's going to make people want to basically opt in. And I do think an opt-in is a very painless pre-qualifying process. And if you guys don't understand the importance of pre-qualifying, well, you obviously need to think about getting coached. But really the bottom line is you pre-qualify every buyer and every seller before you work for them. Well, this is just a simple, painless pre-qual before you just start giving them free information.
Yeah.
And I personally, I think the forced opt-in's smart. Yeah.
It is, and it's a mindset. I was one of those when I first did. I'm like, man, I don't want them to. Guys, we get it. You're in business. Put on your CEO hat and run a business. Like, this is how you get more contacts. You know, when you're putting your sphere in there and you're putting others in there, you can create accounts for them, and it won't ask them to force register. All right, they can just log in. But you need the contacts. You need to know who it is. If you're on a team, of course you want the force registration because you want the system to know every time they're on the site that they belong to you. So when they ask a question about a property, it doesn't go to somebody else on your team. All the force registration does all of that for you. So I embrace it. It's not changing. I mean, embrace the technology. And you, something you just said reminded me too, on the call. So one thing, the first, and I'm sure you see this too, Tim, the first thing that we see go is the phone call when these leads are coming in on the buyer side. And I don't know why, but agents are obsessed with then sending an email. Says, hey, Tim,
lazy.
Thank you so much for visiting.
You can be politically correct. It's lazy. That's why. That's the bottom line. Lazy because they don't want to make the call. Well, I mean, I'm not even trying to be a smartass, being honest. Lazy because they don't want to make the call, and lazy because the team leader doesn't follow up on their salespeople to make sure the salespeople are making the call. So it's just basically, it's essentially an institutionalized laziness. That's the answer to that question.
It has to change. And yes, I get it. There are people that, you know, like, well, it was a bad number. A lot of times it's a bad number. Then great. You know what? Use another tool within FirePoint. If you're going to send them an email, send them a video email. It's still a relationship game. So when they get that email, they see your smiling face and they hear your voice. And it's instead of a typed out email, hey, Tim, thank you so much for visiting my website. I got your inquiry on that property. I'll be reaching out to you as quickly as possible. Or I was unable to reach you on the phone. What's the best number to reach you back at? Like, send a video email. Take it to the next level. Do something the next people aren't doing, because at the end of the day, you're going to meet these people at some point. I mean, we all sell somebody something out of state that you don't meet, but that's not the norm. You're going to meet them at some point, and it's a relationship game. You build that rapport and that relationship on the phone when they hear your voice or when they see you in a video email. And these are all tools within FirePoint. You just have to use them, but don't take the lazy way out. This industry, I guess it's a game for some people, it's too expensive to just piss away leads. And we're doing everything we can at FirePoint to give you the tools to convert them. But at the end of the day, you still have to push the buttons. We can't do that. We can't do it all for you. We can do some of it. We can't do it all, though.
Well, I mean, the FirePoint's got your back, basically. I mean, when you guys have I hate the term CRM, but when you've got something like FirePoint that's essentially helping you to mature those relationships and, you know, on the back end, that does not replace a phone call. Never is going to replace a phone call. Never is going to replace a face-to-face. Now, there's lots of technologists that would love to figure out how basically houses can be transacted without, you know, actual human interaction. In other words, they'd love to make it so that we as real estate agents were no longer part of the buying and selling equation. Never going to happen. So make sure you guys keep yourselves relevant and pick up the phone. That's where the magic happens. Hey, guys, look. All your competitors are going to drip them, and they're SMS them, and they're going to spam them, and they're going to do all this other crap. But you're the only one that's picking up the phone. When you do that, everything's going to pivot. Oh, Tim, but I'm busy. I don't know what to say. The this, that, and the other. Master it, guys. It's not difficult. It isn't. When you get on the phone, you start feeling good. Yeah.
You do.
Ahead,
and I'm going to go back to those recording calls. If you're not making the calls because you're nervous, we get it. Use the call recording, guys. When you start hearing what you're saying and how you're saying, I promise you, you're going to start changing. You're going to get so much more comfortable. Nobody loves hearing themselves, but you get through 4, 5, 6 calls, you start listening. That's amazing. Then you can go to your coaches, you know, call up Tim, whatever it is, and say, what did I do wrong? Where did I miss the opportunity? When you start hearing that, you get over that obstacle, and now you're doing what 80 or 90% of the other agents aren't doing, and that's building that rapport with a phone call. And building yourself up to that. You're a real person. You just have to make it happen and use the tools in front of you.
Totally agree. So listen, listeners, you can see why we chose FirePoint to be our long-term sponsor of the podcast, but also the only CRM that we recommend. You guys haven't heard of FirePoint. Everyone's going to be talking about FirePoint over the next year or so. They've essentially – you know, in order to get what you're getting with FirePoint, you'd normally have to basically subscribe to like 5 or 6 different websites. you'd have to basically try to figure out how to make all these things work. But FirePoint's done it in one, you know, with one software application. A lot of you guys, when you join FirePoint, when you start basically using them as your CRM, you're going to say, oh, my gosh, it has so many options. I feel overwhelmed. Look, the cool thing about a system like that is it grows with you. So you might just be an individual right. agent. You've got 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 deals in the bag. Okay, what's next? Get FirePoint employed, back it up with obviously training, knowing how to say things, knowing how to actually get sales, and then it makes scaling or growing your business so much easier. If you don't have if you don't follow the pattern like that, if you don't actually learn how to sell, and then if you don't implement a system to help organize your business, that's where you run into all these, you know, dramatic stories about agents who have these big teams and they blow up because they didn't do it in the right order. That's the reason that businesses right. fail, because they skip the step of knowing how to sell, and then they skip the step of actually forming their business structure around organized framework, and then, of course, it's going to fail. I mean, you know, right. the smart man learns mistakes, the brilliant man learns mistakes of others. Yeah, I mean, that is what FirePoint is. So we need you guys need to mastermind on a better concept other than CRM. It needs to have something, you know what I'm saying?
All right. We're actually working on something. We'll get your opinion on it. Before we go live, we're working on something.
Well, you know what? We can poll the users. Don't ask me. What we'll do is we'll poll the users.
Perfect.
So when
Perfect.
You guys come up with it, yeah, we need it. The industry needs a new term. So listen, FirePoint, you guys need to connect with them. So Gabe, let's give them some incentive for them to reach out to you guys, because this time of year they're all looking for either to employ a CRM, use a CRM. So what's next steps for these guys?
Just go to firepoint.net. Tell them you're working with and listening to Tim and Julie Harris. We'll show you the system. We'll take care of you guys. I mean, we're agents. Myself, the president of the company, our founder, we're agents. We've been running teams. We've got your back. We're in this for your best interest. So firepoint.net, schedule the demo. Tell them you listened to Tim and I today, and what can they do for you, and they'll take care of you guys.
Cool, guys. So listen, reach out to FirePoint. Share this podcast with any other agents as you possibly can. Gabe, I'd love some more highlights from you about what's going on at Inman or other things you see that are disruptive, if that ever actually is going to happen in real estate. I think it's going to happen from the IO front, but we'll see. In the meantime, listeners, listen, guys, really appreciate you guys being such loyal listeners. If there's ever anything you can suggest for us as far as folks we should have on the show, topics you want us to discuss, topics you want us to chat about a little bit less, I'm always reading your emails, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Gabe, thank you very much for being my co-host today. And listeners, we'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.